It's spring, which means many of us are thinking about allergies.
Oh, yes, it has begun. There are many wonderful things about spring, too, like warm, sunny days or April showers and flowers and budding trees.
You're so nice. There's allergies and ticks, and now possibly they're in combination. Most people know ticks cause Lyme disease, but new research reveals tick bites can also cause a sudden allergy to red meat. And as NPR's Allison Aubrey reports, doctors have new guidance to detect and treat it.
It's been several years since scientists first connected the dots between tick bites and red meat allergies. Doctors had documented instances of anaphylaxis, itching, and hives. What's new is that doctors now know that tick bite meat allergy doesn't always come on like an allergy. For 72-year-old Randy Rayborn, it came on with what felt like food poisoning.
There was no warning signs. I woke up in the middle of the night with a severe pain and severe nausea, and I had to rush to the restroom, and I'm just going to call it a violent upheaval, the most violent upheaval I've ever had in my life.
Rayborn lives in Caswell County, North Carolina, in a rural community with lots of deer and lots of Lone Star ticks. He recalls pulling several ticks off his body in the summer leading up to this episode, though he never imagined the ticks caused it, nor did he think hamburgers or bacon had anything to do with it. Then a few weeks later, the same thing happened again.
So I'm thinking I've got pancreatitis or something worse. So after making it through that episode, I went to the doctor, and she sent me to the hospital to have a lot of testing done.
What a blood test revealed is that he likely had a tick-borne illness that caused him to feel sick after eating red meat. When his doctor called to give him the news, she started with a question.
Have you ever heard of alpha-gal syndrome? I'd never heard of that. I mean, I was taken back because I had no idea that a tick bite could cause such a severe reaction.
Alpha-gal is a sugar molecule found in most mammals, including cows, lambs, and pigs. It can also be found in the saliva of ticks. Humans do not make alpha-gal, so it's foreign to us. Dr. Scott Cummins is an allergist at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. He says when tick saliva goes through a person's skin and transmits alpha-gal, it can trigger a potent immune response.
Our immune system can be tricked, if you will, into making an allergic response to that particular sugar.
And once that allergic response to the alpha-gal sugar starts, Cummins says eating red meat can be a problem.
We are now poised to have an allergic reaction because the alpha-gal is in the meats.
People with alpha-gal syndrome are advised to eliminate red meat from their diets entirely, and sometimes dairy too. That's what Randy Rayborn did after his attacks several years ago. And he says as long as he stays on the diet, he feels fine.
I miss bacon. I miss hamburgers. But after suffering through those two episodes, I don't miss them that much.
Early reports of alpha-gal syndrome linked to Lone Star tick bites were concentrated in the southeast, but the range extends from New York and Iowa to Texas and Florida. And perhaps the biggest surprise is how variable alpha-gal syndrome can be from person to person. Dr. Sarah McGill is a gastroenterologist at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill.
What's new is that we've described patients who really just have GI symptoms, abdominal pain, nausea, vomiting, and they don't get hives. They don't get swelling of their face, problems breathing that would trigger you to think that this is an allergic reaction.
McGill has co-authored new guidelines put out by the American Gastroenterological Association to have GI doctors look for the syndrome when they see unexplained digestive problems and exposure to ticks. Dr. Scott Cummins says the new understanding that some patients don't get allergic symptoms is important.
Probably we were missing these patients completely.
So getting GI doctors on board, he says, may help expand the detection and diagnosis of alpha-gal syndrome. Allison Aubrey, NPR News.